Can the aliens save us from global warming? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We all know the problem. The Earth is in a giant microwave, and God's finger is on the button marked casserole. But now, Paul Hellyer, longtime Canadian politician and UFO believer, says it is time to use the alien technology in the possession of the U.S. military. He told an Ottawa newspaper that it's clear that for the aliens to have crash-landed in New Mexico in 1947, they had to use something even better than canola oil, and it's time to reveal what that was. Hellyer says President Bush is fully aware of alien technology and, in fact, is using it to prepare for an intergalactic war, which he claims is the real reason for that proposed moon base. Now, I know this all sounds crazy, but consider this. If you go to an environmentalist website called offgrid.net, which I have done, on that site you will find a description of a remarkable green home that has it all over Al Gore's place. This is a house that uses a futuristic heating system based on geothermal energy and passive solar radiation, with a cistern under the patio that not only captures and purifies recycled gray water from the plumbing system, but even keeps the patio warm. And it turns out that this home is none other than the Crawford Ranch owned by the man who until a month ago was the world's number one global warming denier, George W. Bush. A coincidence? I think not. Share your secret, Mr. President. Share. Does anyone hear voices? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.